This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 130, Mal Buschler from Trippin', How to Connect in English When You Travel Abroad.
Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, where you'll finally get real native English conversation and fluency for business and life. We believe in connection, not perfection, when it comes to learning English. Now, here are your hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Aubrey Carter, the IELTS whiz, coming to you from Arizona and Boston, USA.
Traveling to other countries doesn't guarantee you'll learn the language, but we know you want to. Listen today for super useful tips for real things you can do so you learn more English the next time you travel abroad.
This podcast is sponsored by Indeed. As a business owner myself, I've learned that the most important key to success is having a great team. But it can be time-consuming, reading through tons of resumes. Need to hire a great candidate at your company? Why not eliminate the busy work? Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so that you can connect with candidates faster. Just in the minute that I've been talking to you, 23 hires were made on Indeed, according to Indeed data worldwide. So join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/AEE. Just go to Indeed.com/AEE right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/AEE. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Aubrey, today we get to talk about one of our favorite topics, traveling.
I know, it is our favorite. I could talk about travel every day. This is really fun.
I know. So just first thought, let's throw it out there. What is the best travel adventure you've ever had? We've had a lot of travel adventures. It might be difficult to choose just one.
I know. I definitely have the one that the story that I tell the most often just because it's so funny. So quickly, I'll share. I was in Barcelona and I was backpacking. I was a teenager and I heard the zipper of my backpack unzip. So I looked and a pretty young kid, maybe 13, 14, was unzipping my bag like to try and maybe take something out of it, right?
Oh my gosh.
I was so mad so fast. I was like, and he kind of jumped away and I kicked him like kind of to the side. I like kicked him. It's just such a funny story to tell because I'm like, it's so bizarre that my first instinct was to kick him.
Oh my God. That's wild.
I know.
I've also like had various things stolen while traveling. There was when my mom and I were in Paris, there were a couple pickpockets on the train that tried to steal our stuff. I had my purse stolen in Cambodia. I had some concert tickets stolen Madrid. But that's not even – that's funny. That's just like a few times.
It
but
was
totally fine.
And there wasn't even anything in that pocket. I was like my money was in like a money belt inside my clothes because I was worried about that happening. But so I didn't get anything. I just was so mad. I'm like, how dare you?
So let's see. Just to turn this to like a more positive adventure before we introduce our guest today, I think one of the coolest things I've ever done is go overland – from Bangkok, Thailand to Phnom Penh, Cambodia. I couldn't afford a plane ticket, but I could afford ground transportation. So it was a series of buses and boats and little motorcycles that I had to take. And I was by myself and I had all my stuff and it was definitely an adventure.
Oh man, I really wish I had a live action video of you on one of those little motorcycles.
Oh my gosh, I was like sitting on top of my suitcase because there like wasn't space. It was wild.
I love it.
So wild. So guys, let's see. That Now, that trip wasn't to learn a language. I was just moving around, right? But have you ever traveled, like, specifically to learn a language at the same time?
Yes. Yeah. With French, I was an exchange student when I was in high school, and that was intentionally to try and learn the language. I lived with a family, spoke French all the time. And then again, in college, I was an au pair, a nanny. Again, I lived with the family, spoke French with them all the time. So it very much was intentionally to learn that language.
Yes, I love it. So guys, even if you're not traveling specifically to learn a language, you still always pick up some words in a new language, right? Or at least you should, at least like, you know, please and thank you, where's the bathroom, you know, basic travel phrases. So of course, traveling and learning some English at the same time is something many of you guys have done, and I am certain you want to do more of. So that's why today we are talking to Mao Bushler. He is the creator of a super cool website called Trippin.com, and that's Trippin with three P's, P-P-P. Trippin.com. I love the name of the website.
It is really fun because it's a double entendre, right? There's a double meaning that when you go on a trip, of course, you're tripping. And then also it's like when something really fun and exciting is happening, be like, oh, you're tripping. It's kind of like 80s slang, right?
Totally. So guys, Mao is going to give us his tips for how to prepare to learn English while you travel. These are excellent tips, guys. Great advice. So definitely take notes today. Let's go ahead and dig in to Mao's first tip.
Before you actually leave the house and start going on an adventure around the world learning English, you should prepare. So I have to say one of the best ways to go about this is online. All right. Online, everything's available at your fingertips. I got to talk about tripping, saying it's the best way to go. All right. I wouldn't be honest if I didn't. So basically, because it's the idea of culture in English. So first thing you got to do, get yourself on Tripping so that you can learn about all these different countries and the culture and the language that supports them.
All right. I love this. It is a great website. So I just want to read to you a description of the website that is on the website, okay? Because this is beautiful. Take a trip around the world, visiting 11 countries. Learning English and global culture is a gamified adventure with hundreds of videos, activities, and exercises. Like that gives me a fun feeling.
I know, I'm in. Anything gamified, I'm in.
I know. So that's, of course, not the only way to learn about a culture before you go. It is a great way. But what are some other ways students can learn about a culture before they travel to that country?
You can find out so much information on YouTube. Just look up travel videos to that country. There's movies and TV shows for every country you can imagine. Travel websites. There's so much information online.
Yeah, definitely. Okay, cool. So let's find out Mao's second tip for learning English while traveling.
Because if you want to learn English, if you're going abroad and you want to learn English, I mean, you got to stay with people, with real people. So don't go to big five-star hotels. Chain hotels. Stay away from that. Definitely. You know, that's the whole point here. You really, really, and that's how you internalize the language. You know, people who study English, they always have similar problems, you know, no matter where you're from in the world. I can't remember all these vocabulary words. I don't know really how to use present perfect as opposed to simple past, you know. You won't until you really put yourself in situations where you can see the difference for real for yourself.
Okay, exactly. I agree with everything he just said. You should definitely try and stay with local people and be around local people as much as possible.
Yes, and even if you're not an exchange student or a nanny like I was, where it's a given that you live with them, there are lots of other options. There are sites where you can find locals to stay with, like Airbnb or Couchsurfing.com.
Yeah. Have you ever done that? Have you ever done Couchsurfing.com?
I haven't. Have you? I've always wanted to.
I have, in America, just like traveling around the West Coast. I did it when I was younger and met the most amazing people. In fact, That's how I decided to live in Portland, because we couch surfed here one time when we were traveling, and we really got to know the city because we stayed with local people and they told us cool places to go, and just we got the whole vibe of what people are like here. And that's why we were like, you know what? I think we want to live here. So I do recommend couch surfing.
I did the informal version of it when we lived in Jackson Hole and would meet people and we're just like, you can sleep on our couch if you want, because they had nowhere to stay.
Yeah.
And then they've actually made it an official website.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And also, guys, once you are in the place you're traveling to, try meetup.com, and you could find like groups of people that share your interests and they're locals, and you could hang out with them. Sometimes there are also language exchanges on meetup.com. So check that out if it is in the country you're going to.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Living the language like this, staying with people, hanging out with people that live there, just spending time with real people, this is going to teach you so much more than you could ever learn in a classroom.
Yes, exactly. It's all about connection, not perfection, right? Yeah. We're not worried about perfect grammar. We're trying to meet people, stay with people so that we can make those connections and actually practice speaking.
Exactly, exactly. All right, here's one more great tip from Mao for how to learn English when you're traveling to another country. It's about volunteering.
Yes.
Let's listen to what Mao says about why you should do this.
The cheapest and the most effective way to get some English practice. Like, again, when I was a teacher in Australia, most of my students would be looking for jobs, you know what I mean? So they could actually, yeah, make money, but also, you know, deal with real situations to improve their English. Now, if you're on the road, you're not actually living somewhere. Let's say you're spending a week, like I did. I spent a week in New Zealand because I was waiting. I was in between flights, and I just wanted to see stuff, but I didn't have any money. So I went to the harbor, and there were these there was this cruise that went out to the island surrounding where was I? Some city in New Zealand. Can't remember which one it was. But yeah, they took you on cruises. They fed you, and they did a tour of the island because you were there to plant trees.
That's amazing. I don't know if I've thought about doing that enough when I'm traveling.
I haven't either. I haven't reached out to try and volunteer in another country, and I regret that. I'm going to do that in the future. I'm setting that goal right now.
You know, I haven't done it while just like traveling, but when I lived in Cambodia, I did do some volunteering work. I remember getting to play soccer at an orphanage with a bunch of kids.
Oh, that's awesome.
I mean, it's easier if you're living in a place for a short time, right? But I love this idea of seeking out these opportunities while you're just traveling as well. It's so cool. It's so amazing that you could help the world, help other people, and you could learn language at the same time.
That's true. You telling that story reminded me that I actually have done this when we were in Mexico in Puerto Vallarta. We visited an orphanage. Same thing. We got to play soccer with the kids. We brought them a ton of supplies. It was amazing. We had like the best feeling, and they were so sweet.
Yes. Oh, I love it. So the opportunity that Mao described when he was in New Zealand, he kind of lucked out on that. Like he kind of lucked into that opportunity. But most likely, guys, you will have to do a little research first. You're not going to just stumble upon great volunteer opportunities like that. But definitely do put in, you know, just an hour. Do a little research first. Find some options for what you could do to volunteer where you're going. All right, let's go back to Mao for the last tip on what you should do in another country.
Well, I find that going to internet cafes really, you know, you find a lot of people who are really willing to socialize, really willing to make friends at internet cafes. So you're going to, unless you're traveling, you know, with your laptop or with your tablet, or, and even then, you know, getting free Wi-Fi, you'll usually have to find a McDonald's, you know, McDonald's anywhere in the world will give you free Wi-Fi. But that's the thing. And you find other people who are on the road, other people who, you know, want to speak, want to meet. And so, yeah, go to internet cafes. Keep your ears open. You know, be helpful. Be social.
So that's an interesting tip. I mean, there are still internet cafes in a lot of places in the world. Not as common as they used to be. But what I want to take from this tip is to, like, no matter where you are or what you're doing, you could be helpful and be social. Just like that advice, I think, is great.
Yeah, today's equivalent is probably just to go to a coffee shop where people hang out and work. You've got internet on your phone, maybe, probably, but it's still pretty social. Like, often someone I don't know will strike up a conversation with me at a coffee shop. And I love that. Just chat with a stranger, take that opportunity to talk to somebody.
Exactly. Well, you and I just talked about this recently on IELTS Energy over on that podcast, how we love talking to strangers. No matter where we are. Totally. And yeah, especially while you're traveling, guys, like, yes, you want to test out the language, your skills, you want to just start speaking, right? But you also want to meet people. You want to connect, right? Even if you're just asking someone for directions, like you could just pretend you don't know where you're going. Just ask someone for directions just to have a chat. Have a chat, guys. So let's summarize Mao's 4 tips here, Aubrey.
So first, prepare, right? Study about a culture before you go and check out Mao's website, trippin.com.
Trippin with 3 P's, right. TRIPPIN.com. And then a second tip, stay with locals, whether that's accommodation or even just hanging out in a group, and volunteer while you're there, when you're there. That's one of my favorite tips, I think.
Yes, exactly. And then go somewhere that's a little more social, like a coffee shop where you can chat with someone, ask them what's near here that I should visit while I'm here, right? People love talking about the fun places to visit in the area where they live.
And I do hear this from people all the time, how surprised people are at the kindness of others. There are a lot of places that have sort of stereotypes of, oh, people are mean or they won't want to talk to you or whatever. I don't know how many countries I've been to. I think the last time I counted was like 30 something. Guys, I've never been to a country where people were not nice to me.
Same.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, people are kind.
Yeah. And same with the US. Like, New York, I think, has that reputation a little bit, but that was not my experience. New Yorkers, if you chat with them, they're a little bit more no nonsense, maybe businessy, but they're still going to be kind.
Exactly. In a direct way, which appreciate. So guys, last thing, do check out Mao's website, trippin.com with 3 P's. It's a great community. You could find teachers, you can find other students, and of course, great lessons on travel and culture. All right, super fun. I'm so glad we got to talk to Mao.
Yes, awesome. Thanks, Jessica. That was fun.
Bye, Aubrey.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to All Ears English. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, follow our show wherever you listen to podcasts to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a Swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.